Happy iPhone Day. The new iPhone 7 hit shelves this morning, and the big buzz over the new design is about the headphone jack, or rather the lack of a headphone jack. WNYC's Shumita Basu just took a walk to the Apple store here downtown in Soho to see what people are online are saying. Shumita, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So what's it like out there? Is this like a typical rollout of a new phone? Are people lined up down the block and around the corner?
You know, that's what it looks like at the Fifth Avenue location, or at least from what I'm seeing on Twitter. People have been camping out there for weeks. But the Soho location was kind of discouraging people from lining up way in advance. I guess they didn't want to see that scene. So someone told me a lot of people had arrived there at around 7 o'clock last night, and when they found out that the store was sold out of iPhone 7 Pluses, they just left.
Oh, they just left. Okay. Yeah. So what features are people all excited about with this phone?
So most people I spoke to named the camera as their number one feature in this new model.
What about the wireless headphones? Now, they won't be available till next month, but are people sold on that or still having some mixed feelings?
It's interesting. A lot of the people I spoke to who've been camping out there for a long time now, keep in mind, these are the people who really like new technology. So most of them have already made the switch to Bluetooth headphones, and they told me this isn't really a big deal to them. But others are still kind of on the fence. Like someone I spoke to, Mike Cashman, he's been online since 4 a.m.
Mixed emotions, you know, the downside of not being able to charge and listen to music at the same time, but I'm sure over time it'll be fine.
And a lot of the people I spoke to were really concerned about the price of these new AirPods. They're going to be $159 when they come out at the end of October, which is kind of pricey if you're totally convinced you're going to lose one or both of them within a few days, which also everyone agreed that they thought they would do that.
Sounds like you spoke to a lot of men. Was it mostly men online?
It was mostly men online, but there were a few women, and I wanted to ask them specifically about this blog post that I saw a few weeks ago. It was called How to Talk to a Woman Who is Wearing Headphones. And it had this really tone-deaf advice about approaching women in public. So I asked women, do you use your headphones as a sort of visual force field? And a lot of women do, like Su-Min Choi, who's from Taiwan, and she moved here to New York City.
Yeah, I've done it before. Because a lot of people, like when you walk on the street, like they like just talk to you, or like they try to like follow you even.
So I asked her, are you concerned that that wireless, you know, those wires are going to take away the visual cue?
Probably. Because it's hard to show them that, like, you know, I'm, like, shutting you down. But I don't know, I never thought about that. Oh, no.
Well, we'll have to check that out. Shumita, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.